Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
My goodness, here we are. So many things are happening around the world. And I tell you, if you just pay attention and watch closely, you can see prophetic fulfillment every time you turn around.
Yeah.
I mean, the things that are happening in the earth today are things that just amaze me. Because it used to take a long time to see a lot of these things come to pass. It used to take a long time to see where this dot connected that dot. But now we're seeing almost daily just prophetic fulfillment everywhere. And right now, we want to encourage you to continue to pray. Listen, if you have missed VFN Radio last couple of days, we want to encourage you. I mean, yesterday and last week, we talked about prophecy. Are you about to be drafted for a war? You don't want to miss this segment. You don't want to miss this. You want to get this on the inside of you because you're going to need it. You're going to need it for the days and for the weeks and even for the months to come. And there's also a segment I want you to listen to. It's called Prophecy: America's Guns Are Pointed Towards Damascus, Syria, While America's Hearts Are Turned Away from God. Listen, right now, Congress, I mean, you know, Secretary John Kerry was before Congress yesterday, and they were talking to the Senate, and they're really trying to get this agreement for this strike, and it looks like, I mean, the Congress is going to pass this. I mean, they're speaking that a lot of the leaders have come forth yesterday. I know John McCain came forth, Senator Lindsey Graham, John Boehner, Cantor, a lot of the heads and leaders are getting behind the president. And we really want to pray. You're looking at guns being pointed in the direction of Syria, which Syria is like a hat on top of Israel if you're looking geographically. But as they're pointing in that direction, I mean, what's in front of Syria is Israel. And we want to pray for the safety of Israel. I saw where they were doing an interview and they asked a Syrian woman, "Are you concerned?" She was out in the market and she says, "I'm not concerned. In Israel, they're the ones getting gas masks." And so you see like this false confidence in the air. And right now it's a time of humility, you know, upon Cantor and John Boehner coming out and publicly speaking. The stock market just went, all the gains went straight down. Just went straight down. And so it's a time to be humble. I mean, really, it's a time to seek the Lord. It's not a time to be moving in any kind of pride. And just because things are happening in the Middle East, don't remove yourself from that. Don't remove yourself and say, "Oh, that's just happening over there." Listen, it's for us here to be watchful, to be prayerful, and to be humble and dependent on the Lord. This is not the right time. There's never a right time, but this is not the right time to be outside of the will of God, to be in any kind of rebellion, to be in any kind of sin. Because let me tell you something, things are about to shift. Things are about to turn. You want to be right with God.
Yeah.
You want to be right with God. We are just days away from September 11th and the attack that happened 12 months ago in Benghazi. We have military warships that are in the Mediterranean. We have Congress. We have the president. We have all of these talks going forth right now. Right now. And at any moment, a decision can be made. I mean, obviously, a vote has to be taking place, but they are accelerating. You know, and my understanding is that the president wants to have this resolved within a week.
Wow.
Within a week. And then he has his summit that's going in Russia. You get all these things that are happening. This is the time to be humble and the time to pray. And as we're looking at all these things unfold, today is Rosh Hashanah. and the Feast of Trumpets. And this is an amazing time because this is what's happening in Israel. You look at the calendar of events, and it's the blowing of the shofar. The blowing of the shofar. I want you to listen to the shofar as today marks Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Wow, I love the sound of the shofar. I love the sound of the trumpet blast. I remember when I was in Israel, I had a chance to go to Israel, and it was an awesome time. Changed my life. But while I was there, I was able to purchase a shofar, a ram's horn. It wasn't a real long one, but it was a smaller one. And it's one of my treasured possessions from my trip there. And I still blow it, and it's just wonderful to have. But to think that today, Rosh Hashanah, as CBN reports, that it's the Jewish New Year, and it's a joyful time because it represents the hope of the future redemption of Israel. Mm. We talked about that. This what's going on. It's not about Syria. Listen, this is about Israel. This is about Israel and Israel being surrounded by her enemies. If you listened yesterday, we talked about how the Arab League is comprised of 22 countries. Really, right now, I heard active 19 countries that literally surround Israel. And the analogy that was compared to yesterday was if you stretched out all the countries, and we have a picture of this on the torch, on a football field, that the rest of these countries would look like, you know, the entire field, and Israel would represent an inch on this football field. I mean, they cover all of North Africa, the top of North Africa, and now to the other side of Israel. And you look at what's happening. Listen, this is Rosh Hashanah. This marks the beginning of the High Holy Days, and it falls it falls on the first day of the seventh month, according to the Hebrew calendar, and it's normally celebrated in the first week of September. In 1909, by the way, it fell on September 11th. And
when was that?
In 1999. And it basically ushers in the 10 days of repentance leading up to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And we just want to stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters on this day. We believe for the redemption of Israel, for the Redeemer is here. And we believe that God is going to protect the apple of God's eye, today and forever. Listen, America is not even written about in the end, but Israel is. We're talking about Jerusalem, the holy city. This city still remains in the end.
Yeah.
And you're watching, you're listening today, events that are happening that have biblical and eternal significance. And you got to wake yourself up. You got to be alert and you got to be awake. You got to know what is happening. Because the truth of the matter is that you can sleep. You can sleep right through prophetic happenings. You can sleep right through the most awesome moves of God. You can miss, believe it or not, you can miss what God is doing on the face of the earth. I think about when Jesus walked on the face of the earth and he ministered so powerfully, Pat. I mean, powerfully. Jesus was amazingly popular. I mean, crowds gathered everywhere he ministered. I mean, it was just amazing. But yet, so many people missed. In particular, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, these were those that claimed to know God. Think about that. People that claim to know God totally missed God when God showed up. And the only thing you can think about is that, man, that was a huge, huge spirit of pride. You know what I mean? That's just That's pride in full effect, because humility is what causes you to see clearer and better. Pride causes you to be blind. And I think mm-hmm. about the powerful move of God that happened here in on the Gulf Coast with the Brownsville outpouring. Many were touched around the world, but many, many missed a move of God. And what God's getting ready to do, let me tell you something, what God's getting ready to do on the face of the earth is going to be so powerful. I mean, you're going to see a great awakening that is going to rock this nation. We're believing for an awesome outpouring where you're going to see souls won and saved. We're going to see the glory and the manifestation of God's power in unprecedented ways. I mean, we're seeing waves of that now, but what's going to happen is going to be absolutely, truly remarkable. I mean, we shared on VFN Radio where a man a couple of weeks ago was raised from the dead after 45 minutes of being dead, declared by the doctors. And he was raised back to life with no symptoms, no ramifications, no nothing. Mm-hmm. We've seen people, tumors the size of grapefruits, dissolve in Jesus' name.
That's all right.
I mean, we're seeing just prophetic happenings. So this is a warning. This is what's going to happen. This is the word of the Lord. And then people don't heed the warning. A few days later, this is what occurred. This is what happened. I mean, it's just like that. Mm-hmm. And I think what's going to happen is that if you're not moving in quick repentance these days, mm-hmm. if you're not responding to the word of God quickly these days, I think you're going to see a really close connection mm-hmm. to the judgment and to the
right.
consequences that follow. There right. used to be a time where you could see there was some distance mm-hmm. and it's better to be in the right place with God. But I'm telling you that the power and the glory of God is going to spread, and it's going to be wonderful. But it's going to take all of us who are listening. It's going to take believers all across this country and around the world, but in particular in America, to get their hearts right with God. Get off of reality TV, if you will, and be a reality. Be a real Christian that loves God, that serves God, that abides with God. A believer that does what he says. You hear from God and you do what he says. And a heart that's totally turned and totally devoted to him. Listen, the days are evil and the time is short, and you got to make the most of every opportunity. Days today are fleeting so fast. We talk about this often, Pat and Chris. You know, the days are fleeting so fast, and before you know it, we will be celebrating a new year. We will be celebrating a new year. And you can't live for events and calendars, but you got to listen. You got to seize the day. You got to seize the moment. You got to pause and say, listen, what is happening? What is happening around me? What is happening in my community? What is happening in my nation? And God, how do you want me to personally respond? It's amazing how, as believers, sometimes you can get into a rut or a false mindset to think that it's someone else's responsibility to pray. Mm-hmm. It's someone else's responsibility to get out in the forefront, on the front lines, and lead. It's somebody else's responsibility to hold the ground, namely a pastor maybe, mm-hmm. or an apostle, or an evangelist, something like that. But listen, it takes all of us. It takes every believer in Jesus Christ to do his and her part.
Right.
And that's to stand for God and to live for him. I mean, right now you look at the persecution that's taking place all across the world. He's talking about the Syrians, the Christian Syrians right now. They're saying that they are, I mean, being absolutely tortured. And we really got to lift and pray them up. We're talking about the Christians in Egypt that just saw churches being burnt to the ground. Burned to the ground.
Wow.
And the persecution that's occurring in China. But I'll tell you that with that persecution, you're going to see the church continue to grow. It's always been. I mean, it happened in the book of Acts. It's happened in China where there's 130 million Christians strong. And my goodness, if it takes persecution,
mm-hmm.
if it takes persecution, then let it be. But my goodness, why does it have to?
Right.
Why does it have to? I'm telling you that we're living in some of the most amazing days, but you don't want to sleep through it. You want to shake yourself of any of being lethargic. You want to shake the person next to you and say, listen, you got to wake up. You got to wake up. You got to wake up and stay close to God. You got to get the sin out your life. You got to turn your heart completely to Him.
Right.
And you have to be willing to hear and obey. Hear and obey. Hear and obey. Listen, a great awakening is coming. The question is, will you be ready when it comes? Will you be right with God and be ready as a servant of the Lord to help others to come to know Him and see His kingdom advance? So we were talking about being ready for the day of the Lord, being ready for what is happening, the prophetic happenings in the world today, and being ready for the third great awakening and not missing what God is doing and what He's getting ready to do on the face of the earth. You don't want to miss it. Many people have in times past, but you have got to be determined that I will not miss what God wants to do on the face of this earth, and I don't want to miss what God wants to do in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
Many people miss God's perfect and pleasing will for their life because they're either asleep or they want to do their own will. But I have found that it is better to follow the will of the Lord and God's plan for your life than for your plan for your life.
Mm-hmm.
God's plan is always, always better. Remember, it wasn't your idea to be born. It wasn't your idea to come into this earth. And the Bible says that God knew you in your mother's womb. He knew you before the foundations of the earth, and He knit you in your mother's womb. And all of your days have been ordained. Listen, God knows what's going to happen tomorrow, next month, 10 years from now, before you do.
Mm-hmm.
So why not rest? Rest in knowing that God has a plan, that He loves me, that His eyes are upon me, and that He cares. He cares. You can take a break. His burden is light. Take His yoke. Take His yoke and let God lead the way. He's writing a story. Don't mess it up. Remember, you're just a character in the story.
Mm.
Cooperate. Cooperate with the playwright. Cooperate and work with him, and you will see great and awesome things unfold in your life. It's oftentimes when we resist what God wants to do. It's oftentimes when we push back. And let me tell you something. God is a perfect gentleman. He will not make you do what you don't want to do. You have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and allow Him to lead you, to guide you, to direct you into His perfect plan. Yeah, sure, it may not make sense to you. Yeah, sure, it maybe it's not what you would have picked out or what you would have decided, but you're not God. And He's the one that has all of the information. So you just have part of the information. You just have what happened yesterday, a few years back, and what is happening at the moment. But God, see, God sees yesterday, last year, everything that happened in the past. He sees what is happening right now in the present, and He automatically knows what's going to happen in the future. And He has context to your life, and He loves you, and He has great and abundant plans for you. And only God knows the things that you have to go through and the things that have to go through you to prepare you for that place and that season in your life. But if you get caught up in there trying to change it and trying to halt it or not cooperate, God's going to say, okay, you got a better plan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, when you're at work, God's at rest.
When you're at rest, God's at work.
Come on now. Come on now, Chris. That's right. When you're resting in God and trusting in His will and His plan and what He wants to do in your life, God's at work. He's at work forming you and shaping you and developing you and bringing awesome things to pass.
Mm-hmm. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.